Welcome to Tony and Ryan.
Hello.
I am the butter to Tony's bread, the vice captain of the ship.
Tony. The Ryan of the Ryan and Tony and the Tony and the Ryan and the Tony.
And we are calling Tyler in Ohio.
Oh, we'll say Ohio.
Hello.
Taylor.
Is this Tony and Ryan?
Hi,
it
yes, it is.
Taylor, will you approve this podcast?
Oh, my God, you're fucking kidding me right now.
Oh, my, didn't you book this in?
Sorry. Yes, I did. Oh, my God, sorry.
No, don't apologize, but would you mind approving the podcast?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm a little drunk, sorry. Thank you so much. It's Tyler from Ohio, and I approve this podcast.
All right, coming up today, Vulnerable Tony.
Vulnerable Tony. I like that. I mean, every day is Vulnerable Tony. But
you've shared something publicly that would you say, I think like everything vulnerable, if people are with you and understand, we'll all felt heard. But if everyone goes, no, I've not experienced that, you might have an egg on your face.
Exactly. Yep. And so I was like, I'm taking a leap of faith here, bringing this up publicly, hoping that everybody's on the same side, and a bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah.
I'd
so
say.
If you're in a relationship, you might want to hear this.
Because you might want to try this because it's going to turn up the heat on your relationship.
Has the heat been turned?
Maybe.
Oh, stick around, folks. Find out.
Hook you through.
But first, this is the things you can say gaming. And also in the bedroom.
If you hit the X button like a heap of times, I reckon that'll do it.
I actually don't have a great technique. I just smash the buttons and hope something comes of it.
I think we might have slept together before.
Seems familiar.
Oh my God, I can't believe you cheated.
I got the codes. Is that a video game reference?
Yep. Cheat code, yeah.
I feel like a lot of games now are like shoot 'em up games where you're like in a team and you're cruising around. Is that right?
Mate.
You don't know either?
I don't know.
Oh, I thought, doesn't Torbs do this shit? Do you know?
Yeah, but I don't fucking know.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't listen to this podcast. I don't know what he does.
Yeah,
it's, you know.
Boom! Right in the face.
Oh, I love it when you just fucking shoot it.
We're supposed to be a team, but every mission I end up just going solo.
Could you for once just wait for me to come first? Oh, can you wear a condom? I don't want to respawn. That's a gaming term.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, just...
What, the put a condom on? Is that a gaming term?
I don't think any gamers ever heard that before.
Yeah, well, and gamers wouldn't need condoms because they obviously don't have sex. Not working, huh? Have you considered pulling it out, blowing out it, and putting it back in?
The old Game Boy cartridges.
Hey, let me have a look at. There you go.
I find that sometimes if it's, you know, not working, you do need to blow on it a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give it a blow.
Warm it up.
Give it a blow job. She'd be right.
Get the dust off. Probably been a while.
Oh, I can see why you're not getting it. Do you want to aim like a centimetre higher? It is a bit hard if you haven't done it before.
Yeah.
Even if you have done it before, sometimes you just readjust.
Yeah,
you know?
Significantly better impact if you hit just a bit higher there.
Yeah, it might just be that you're shooting at the wrong spot, if you know what I'm saying.
This is when you're playing like a shoot 'em up.
Yeah.
Oh, it must be a Friday night because I'm copping it from behind.
It's a special treat, only a Friday night. This is for after you play Guitar Hero.
Great.
Oh, you rock.
Your finger skills were immaculate. Right on the beat.
You didn't miss one.
Now, this is from Tennille, who sent this joke through, and I need to give a shout out because it's just, she's fucking nailed this.
Yep.
I actually don't mind doing it solo, but when I do, I stream it because I can earn money that way.
That is fucking so funny.
Thank you, Tennille.
Oh, good on you, Tennille. Do you want to come around and, like, play with my Wii?
Okay, as a non-gamer, Wii is like the one video game I've played a lot of and now course. It's ruined. Oh. Never will I bowl again. Oh. My tennis career is over. My golf swing ruined.
I love the boxing. Ooh, you're going to need to hold on to that with both hands.
Considering what I've done to you, how are you not dead? Yeah. Yep. Wow.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Oh, fuck. Sorry, I've got... Oh, yeah, Mum. Oh, dinner's ready? Okay, oh, can we just hit save and I'll come back later?
It's online. You can't pause it.
It's live.
I started doing this for pleasure, but I actually think I can make a career out of it.
It's good when your hobbies turn into a job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you make money from your passion.
Yeah.
How good.
You never work a day in your life.
Yeah. How's work?
Do what you love. Love what you do.
How's work? I'm fucked.
I'm getting plowed every day.
I was destroyed today for work.
You get home from work and your husband's like, oh, sweetie, do you want... And she's like, I've seen about 10 cocks today. I could not handle another one. My boyfriend actually loves when we do this on the couch together.
Oh. It's cute, isn't it? Bonding time.
Yeah, and a bit different.
Yeah. I actually can't go all night tonight, but I do have time for a little quick one.
Oh. Oh, that needs fresh batteries.
I'm just going to go down the store and get a couple of Monster energy drinks because I'm going all night.
Fuel that monster. Do you really need another turn? Can't I have a go? I drove all the way down here.
I've never experienced this because I was an only child, but apparently that conversation very common among siblings.
Yes.
Can I have a go?
It's my turn. You died.
When people start putting an A on the end of words that don't have an A, that's when you know shit's fucked.
Yeah, and it's funny that you know that because you don't have siblings.
Yeah.
Like, so I have 3 siblings.
Yeah.
So, like, there's a lot of that in my house. Like, no, you already had a turn. Mama.
This is when you're doing a multiplayer game.
Okay.
And you're on a team. Tony, please don't die. I'm about to come.
A lot of death chat today from
you. Yeah. It's dark.
But I would be into playing multiplayer if, like, it's on the table.
Oh, does anyone else want to join?
Sometimes you can play online with people you've never met.
It's the best kind. And then when you're finished, see you later.
No cleanup. I mean.
Oh, well, for them. Should I smash that Xbox or should we both dine out with a Nintendo 69?
Ooh! And we've been going all day, so you'll be starving.
Who's ready for a feed? Is that unnecessary?
Nah.
You like that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Sorry.
Don't be.
Show me your console. I'll play with your joystick. It's bringing me a lot of joy, that's for sure.
It's Tyler from Ohio, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Yeah. massive shout out to a few of our champion tuppers over at our Patreon. If you're interested in checking it out, you're most welcome.
Come on over.
We've got a door open policy.
Yeah.
Open door policy.
Door open.
Doesn't Patreon quite have the same name ring.
No,
it
really
doesn't,
does it? TonyandRyan.com/Tony. Nope.
Patreon.com/Tony and Ryan.
There you go.
Every time. But the link is in our show notes. So considering we don't know it off by heart, maybe you could just click there. But the people that have managed to find it.
That was a bit aggressive, actually.
For me?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, if you just go find and click it yourself.
It's in the show notes. It's literally right there.
Do people read those?
I hope so. I put a lot of effort into
them.
No,
you do. They're great. Why am I being an asshole?
I don't know.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Gabrielle Svensson.
I'm jealous that there's someone in your life that you love more than me. There,
yeah,
I said it.
You are feeling a bit.
Yeah.
Well, hang on.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Okay.
Crystal rocks us. Thank you so much. She rocks us. She does.
Yeah.
Andrew Duncanson, Keegan, Lauren Praise Cheeses Keys. What? Lauren Praise Cheeses. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
gotcha.
Anna Ignat, Pedro Gracia, Megan Van Hoos, Amanda Sukhoff, Jacob Hillier, and Keith Coin Potts. Thank you so much for being part of the Patreon.
Thanks,
Can't
Keith.
Believe you managed to fucking find it. Maybe they just clicked to the link in the show notes.
Yeah.
May
as well call it the G-Spot because I have no idea. I'm sorry, everyone. I'm sorry.
It couldn't be simpler, mate. I make it so easy for you. I give you all the information that you need and you still can't find it.
I'm going to attempt to explain a hilarious visual gag on an audio medium and it is not going to work.
Okay. Strap in, everyone. Yep. Sit down if you're not already.
I fucking backed this in, haven't I? In the UK,
yep,
there is a cathedral.
Yep.
And it's at the top of an oval.
Yep.
An oval-shaped road.
Yep.
And in the middle of the oval-shaped road is like a bit of like a hole, and the cathedral's like at the just above the hole.
Yeah.
And
is this a euphemism or there?
It's
actually
a real place. Oh, okay. It's a photo because you know how like in London, like the small little streets and laneways and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's like a little park down the middle, and
like a nature strip.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Fuck, this is so hard. I wish you could say it, but I backed this in. And it said, boys will I can't remember what it said.
Oh, my God. This is the opposite of better, okay? It's not right there, but it's fucking.
Basically, the cathedral is where, like, the good spot is. And it was like, blokes say they can't find the cathedral. I'm going to have to find this, aren't I?
I don't think you do. I think it's fine. I think we're all fine with
that. Just take the loss and move on.
Yeah. Cop the L.
Don't
see
throw
you later.
Good money at bad.
Juice not worth a squeeze. Open door policy.
I'm so embarrassed.
I would be. That was shocking.
But I saw this
I've
thing.
I've said some fucking terrible shit on this podcast and that was worse.
But when you see it, it's hilarious.
It sounds so funny.
Thank you for supporting me.
Sounds really funny.
Yeah, it is. Thank you. I'm glad I brought it to the table.
Anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No, before? I reckon we should just go with what we planned, which was you. You go.
Anything else in the tank, mate, that you wanted to? I mean, open door policy. Say whatever you want. We've got, there's no bar.
It's
here.
Cowboy world here, yeah, mate. You can do whatever you like. No, I reckon you go.
So inside the Patreon, if you can manage to find it somehow in the cowboy world of the internet and the show notes, I write a blog every week.
Yeah. From the desk of Dr. Tony Lodge. Oh, there's a fly.
Oh my God. Did you see that?
I can't believe you trying to find a fly is still more entertaining than my story.
Visually, I mean, anyway, so each week I write a blog from the desk of Dr. Tony Lodge,
yep.
Not a doctor, disclaimer, but this week, of course, the talk of the town, the buzz of the podcast is that I have just rehomed a gorgeous little puppy named Pippa.
She's gorgeous.
She's 9 months old and Torbs and I are now parents. So what I obviously want to talk about is that
anything to do with Pippa forever?
Well, yeah. I mean, Pippa. I'm Pippa Central at the moment.
Yep.
But I explained this in the blog and I talked about how as soon as we got home, Torbs was straight in there with mum chat.
As in?
So he was like, what's mum got? And like, go to mum.
So he's referring to Pippa, like talking to Pippa, referring to you as mum.
To me.
And are you getting a bit of, oh, dad's over there, give dad a hug?
Well, it didn't feel natural to me. So I didn't really say it at first.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, is it weird?
And we've asked in Facebook and Patreon about pet owners referring to themselves as mum or dad.
As mum and dad. Overwhelmingly, the response is people saying, yes, 100% normal. Yep. Matt Gleason said normal. I will fight anyone who disagrees.
All right.
Matt, no one's asking for an argument here, okay?
I'm not going to fight
you,
Matt.
We trust you, mate.
I'm with you.
We get it. And Renan from Japan, who we've spoken to before,
yep.
Renan says, totally normal. I have a 9-year-old cat and a 1-year-old dog, and to me, I love them as much as my 3 kids, and the same goes for my wife. So they're mum and dad to their kids yep. and their cat and their dog.
So very normal. And across many different continents.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a global normal.
And you go with mum and dad.
For BJ the dog. And then my mum is Yaya. She's the grandma.
Which is very
of
sweet.
Of BJ. So have you dropped a dad yet?
Yeah.
Oh, I had to feel that first one.
Really good.
Why is
it just like, because it was just like, oh my God. Like, yeah, that's, because I feel like Pippa has her own personality.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like finding her way into our family.
Yep.
And we're getting really comfortable now. Like, so we're a bit like over a week in.
Yep.
And she's settled in like nothing else. It's yep. like she was never there. It's like she was always there. Sorry. Oh, my God.
Christ.
You're like, are you feeding this dog?
Yeah. It's like she was never there. Yeah. We took her for a walk and left her out. Yeah. And fuck, she's never there. Yeah. Oh, it's because she's still
yeah,
gone.
She's
mate.
So quiet.
She's ran away.
And so I was like, oh, like go to dad or yep. like, oh, what's dad got or whatever. And I like really liked it anyway. So we've fully gotten into the mum and dad thing. And it's also the other thing that I did want to out myself with as mm-hmm. a small aside is like the mum voice. Pippa, oh, Pippa, oh, such a good girl, Pippa. You know how you kind of do that
makes
voice?
Me sick.
You do that with BJ.
Absolutely, I do not.
Yes, you do, because you go, he just wants to see his dad. That's how you talk to BJ. Cause the way that you say dad to BJ.
That's just how I pronounce the word dad.
But that, admit it, you have a voice that you speak to BJ.
Well,
there's a softness and a difference in your voice when you talk to and about BJ.
But I don't baby talk him.
I'm not baby talking her. I'm doing a sweet voice that's going to entice her. Oh God, I sound like an old witch with a candy house. No, I mean
finally
like.
You've admitted it.
But like.
Hope that goes in a podcast review. She sounds like an old witch in a candy house.
Like I'm enticing people into my home. No, but like, you know how you just kind of do that like cute little voice?
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I can, and even hearing you say that, I'm like, yeah.
You do that.
It feels natural coming from you.
And so the other day, we've kind of just like fallen into this place where that's how we talk to Pippa. And the other day we had to drop Pippa off to be spayed so that she can't breed and she won't go through puberty and all of that. And we dropped her off and in the car on the way home, Torbs is like, so my boyfriend, he's like, oh, this is where Pip and I went for a walk the other day while you were at work.
Right.
And I went, oh, did you?
And you did the voice to Torbs.
And Pippa wasn't even in there. The car because she was at the vet. So it's the first time she hasn't been with us the whole time we've had her.
So hang on. This is not your mum voice. This is just who you are now.
I've just turned into this person. And anyway, so
I
he goes,
knew this would change you.
So he goes, oh, so this is where we walked the other day. And I went, oh, did you? And he went, what? And I went, oh, sorry, I'm in like dog mode. And he was like, yeah. And I went, did ya? Like. And he was like, yeah, up to the school and like back around the thing. And I was like, oh, sick. Like, and then I was like, fuck, my normal voice is pretty boring, eh?
Yeah. Has Torbs got a dog voice?
Yeah, he does.
He does.
Yeah, oh, and he goes like, go to mum. So it's just a little bit softer, a little bit more high-pitched.
Yeah.
Not like mine. It's like, Pippa, oh, gorgeous girl. What a clever girl.
Now, when people hear their partner speaking in this kind of way, it can do one of two things. One, it kind of, it's a bit childish, it's a bit weird, it's a bit high-pitched. But then other people are like, nah, I've seen a side and I'm feeling it.
Well,
so which are you?
I'm getting hot for Torb's being in dad mode.
Really?
Yeah. So this is where the vulnerability comes in.
Okay.
I didn't know how people were going to respond because it's like I'm turned on by like the emotional intimacy of like seeing Torb's like in dad mode. Because it's like a different side of it. Like, obviously he's very protective, like, of me, and he looks after me and stuff. But, like, seeing him with somebody and, like, us talking about, like, organising, like, taking her to the vet or being like, oh, like, I'll feed Pip this morning because you're going for a run or fucking whatever. You know, all that shit. So it's, like, a really different part of our relationship that we've never had before.
Yeah.
And it's fucking doing it for me.
Really?
Yes.
So it just – it's – is it the, like – I don't want to say like being a man and responsible, but like
the protector thing, I guess. Yeah. And like when we dropped her off at the vet, like Torb's like, he like teared up and his eyes like went all glassy.
So you'd noticed that for 2 days and you had to drop her off someplace and you both took the day off work.
We did.
To drive her down together to the place, how many meters from your house?
Probably about a kilometer, not even. Yeah.
3 minute drive.
Yeah.
And you both took the day off work to drive her down there and he cried when you dropped her off.
Yeah. And I just was like, fuck, you love her and you love me and we're a family and I just got hot for him. Like, but is this normal? Have you, like, you're a parent. Like, have you got, like, a story? Like, did that happen to you with Bridget, like, seeing Bridget like that? Like, or did she have that about you? Do you feel like it changed the dynamic a bit of your relationship?
I think you guys are sound like a team. Whereas at our house, I would say it's almost competitive about who BJ loves more.
Oh.
So me and BJ are really tight. During the pandemic and lockdowns, Bridget had to go to work. So it's just me and BJ at home. And that's when like we really broed up. You know?
Yeah, nice.
And so now if we're like on the couch, he'll come and like sit next to me.
And Bridget doesn't like that.
Yeah. She has said the words... Because she's the one that actually, like, got him from the rescue.
Yeah.
And she's like, I came and took you from a life that you didn't want. And now you're going to hang
out. I'd lie that down as well.
Also, in the bed, me and BJ have one side and Bridget has the other. So me and Bron, like, cuddle up each night. And Bridget's like, no, I need my space. I'm like, okay. And I think over time, BJ now knows who the favourite is.
Yeah.
And so it's a bit more, like, competitive rather than a loving thing.
Oh.
Although she does love, because she was like, are you a dog guy before... We got the dog.
Yes.
And I was like, yep. And she's like, yeah, but like everyone says that. And then when she sees me like BJ asleep on my head, she's like, nah, he really is a dog guy. And I think she likes that a little bit.
Yeah, it's just like, but you don't think it's weird, right?
No, but here's the question. Well, okay. I don't know. I can see Bridget sees me with BJ and goes, oh, if we have kids, like I can see.
The maternal side.
I can see how you can be a great dad because of what you do for him.
Yeah.
And I think there's that bit. But in terms of actually being like, A, that face you just pulled and being barred up for it.
Sorry.
Maybe not. But here's the question I have for you, Tony Lodge.
Yep.
You'd had the dog for about a week or so before it had to get spayed. Is that how do I say it?
Mm-hmm.
You go to drop him off at the vet.
Yeah.
A little sweetheart.
Yeah.
Torb's tears up a little bit.
Yeah.
You're also tearing up a little bit, but you're seeing Torb's tear up, so you're a bit like, fucking, this is a bit of me.
Yeah.
Then they send you home and they go, we'll call you when the operation's done.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of new parents will appreciate this. Oh, my God, I already know the answer. This is fucked. That when you have children,
mm-hmm.
human or otherwise,
yep.
Sometimes you don't get the house to yourself that often.
You've got to take a chance while you've got it.
Yeah, and I'm guessing you guys have been pretty preoccupied and pretty, like every waking hour has been focused on Pippa.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
So you're all barred up.
Mm-hmm.
You drop Pippa off.
Yep.
You're feeling Torbs and you're seeing how good this is.
Yeah.
You get home to an empty apartment.
Yep. We were both beside ourselves with worry, so no, we didn't.
Are you sure?
We didn't.
Don't.
No, because I was like, fuck, we're on here. And we... no, I did. I thought, I was like, nice. Like, she's not here. We don't have to worry about, like, she's being taken care
and
of.
And
I was kind of ready to go.
Yeah.
And we get home and he's like, oh, the house smells like her.
Oh, my God.
he's in love with her.
You can be in love with her and still not be. You guys have
like, we've fully like drunk the Pippa Kool-Aid.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, because I was like, we're fucking on here. Like I'm getting lucky today. And no, and both of us were both really worried, and we both were just like, oh, just like want to know what happened.
Has it impacted your sex life?
We have not done it since we've had Pippa, and this is so we've had a just shy of a week when we're recording this. So like, yeah.
Okay. Well,
I'm a new mum. You know, so I understand. But it was good to know, though, that I'm actually not alone, because Hayley Noodle chimed in.
The big noodle.
And she commented saying, as a parent to a human child, my fiancé is way more attracted to me now he's a dad compared to before. And he says it's the same for him. It's weird how our brains work, because I guess it's like your lizard brain being like, you are like, we mated and you're looking after our offspring.
So since Hayley's had the kid, now that the dad's like even more into it.
Yeah, both of them have found each other way more attractive.
Really?
It's like the emotional intimacy is like fucking turns you on. And Bethany Heidemann said the same thing. Super normal to feel hot for your significant other watching them with your little love. As new parents, when I see my husband with my son and they're being super cute and playing whatever, oh, fuck me right here. That is what she wrote in the comment. Yeah.
Now, were you relieved to read this?
I was, because I was like, people are going to think I'm a freak.
Mm.
But it's just this whole new side, isn't it? It's a whole new world.
How do you think Hayley and Bethany will feel? And here's like, I don't want to say a word of warning. That's not what this is.
Oh, you're going to say because they have human children. That's really unfair.
Please don't put words in my mouth.
Is that what you were going to say?
What I was going to say and will say is you look beautiful today.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Because I would never call anything out. And I don't think anyone with human children would feel that you having a dog is any different in terms of the commitment and how hard it is.
Good.
Emotionally and physically. They wouldn't. Good. I don't think anyone would question that.
Yeah, great.
So,
because Pippa's my baby.
Yep.
And I love her.
Yep. Yeah.
But I appreciated that the parents of the human children came to my defense.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, parents stick together.
Parents stick together. Yeah. Just three mums.
Should you, hanging out. Bethany and Hayley and any other tarpas, start like a tarpas mums group?
Oh, I do like that. It'd be good to hear advice from other women going through the same thing. Oh, I just love her so much.
I can tell. I love her too.
Yeah, she's such a little sweetie. I hope no one's taking that the wrong way.
Well, they probably are. Things you love to see. Humans of New York. Do you love Humans
of
New York?
I love Humans of New York. I actually just read a great one this morning.
What was it?
About this guy who had a really traumatic childhood.
Yeah, the like bodybuilder?
Yeah.
I read that as well.
Yeah. And that he, instead of like turning to drugs or whatever to like numb his pain, he started working out in the gym.
Yeah.
Such an amazing story.
So I saw this one, and I've seen similar vibes before, but it was just a great reminder. It was just like these two best friends sitting on the park bench.
Like us.
Just like us. In fact, this sums up any great friendship, I think. And tell me if this sums up the two of us hanging out together, Tony.
You didn't just correct me when I said best friends. You said couple of best friends and I said like us and you said yeah. Are we official?
No.
You're turned on by me being a mum.
No.
Yes! No. It's a real thing. No. I knew it. It's the motherly glow.
It's actually the opposite that I feel. That
it's the opposite of worse. It's better.
I feel I now have to compete with more people for your love and attention.
Oh.
So you're loving Pippa and I'm like, well, I got to get in there.
No, well, I like that. Keep you coming, if you know what I mean. Yeah.
Apparently.
A couple of best friends.
Just keeping it coming. it's nice to find someone who doesn't judge you, but you can judge other people with.
Oh, yep.
And I mean, we all can sit around on our high horses and be like, oh, yeah, I don't, you know, I judge everyone else. That's not, I just pay.
Yeah.
Everyone loves judging other people. Fucking, if you think you don't, shut the fuck up. It's just nice to find someone who doesn't judge you, that you can judge other people with together. And isn't that just fucking poetry right there?
It really is. Have you seen that meme that's like, it might be a TikTok, and it's like when you sit with your best friend and bitch about someone or something for 2 hours,
yep.
And then at the end you go, but who am I to judge?
Like, no offense. Like, yeah, nothing personal.
Exactly. It's like saying, who am I to judge? Like, negates all of the like stuff that you've said. I thought that was
Well, you are you to judge for the last 2 hours.
Because that's what you've been doing.
Literally done. Yeah. But just a good reminder from Humans New York. And that was two good friends sitting on a park bench just watching people go past going, look at this cockhead.
Oh, I love that.
Same.
I do really, I really like that. I wonder how many people have watched me walk past with their best mate and gone, what a cockhead.
Yeah.
I love the thought that I've brought people together.
I think we brought a few people together at the cafe this morning when we got coffees before the show. We got a few people looked at us and went, look at those cockheads.
We got hot girled at the cafe,
there was,
didn't
there
we?
There was hot girls and we were just rolled in looking like shit and they just like looked at us.
And they like pushed us out of the way and like, yeah, we did. We got hot. We got Lululemon at the cafe this morning.
Are we now, because we're like a bit older than them, have we grown out of the age where there's like...
Speak for yourself, Sonny Jim. No, I don't think I was older than them.
I definitely felt like the young, hot Lululemon girls were like, look at these old, gross people.
Yeah.
Did you feel that?
Yeah, I could feel them going, she's a mum.
How long is this going to last for?
How long does a friendship live? How long's the base of string?
I think it's more how long's the honeymoon period. Not that we're ever going to not love them, but I feel like we can get back to regular programming.
Yeah, maybe give me a couple of weeks, I reckon.
Couple of weeks?
Yeah, I reckon. And then the novelty will have worn off.
You'll get a new one.
I'm joking. I'm actually totally
joking.
Don't
let her hear that.
I have a you love to see it.
Please.
This tweet that I saw. You know how sometimes, and especially lately, bad news clogs up your newsfeed, right?
Yeah.
And you're seeing everything is bad, everything's awful, and it's just fucking depressing.
It is.
I saw this tweet from HeatherDino09, and she said, bit of a timeline cleanse. I'd like to start off with a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon thread.
How good are they?
Because you know how that thing that like everyone's six people away from Kevin Bacon.
Every actor is six other actors away from starring with Kevin Bacon.
Well, apparently, so there's like a website where you can type in any actor and it will figure it out. But apparently, like, this is people doing their personal 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Great.
So this person in particular said, I went to school with Matt Rapley, who was on Canadian Idol with Carly Rae Jepsen, who had Tom Hanks in her music video, and Tom Hanks was in Apollo 13 with Kevin Bacon.
There you have it, folks.
So that's from this girl, Heather, that's done it. And the whole, so it's got like 13,000 likes at the time when I read this. And it's just a thread full of people being like, my personal 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
What's your 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
I don't know. But I guess if Tom Hanks is one, I'm friends with Lauren Phillips, who's very good friends with Matt Damon, who has definitely been in something with Tom Hanks.
Yep.
And then that would lead me to Kevin Bacon, I think.
It just occurred to me that
Lauren Phillips connects me to lots of people.
Is a gateway to anything.
Yeah.
Should we do 3 degrees of Lauren Phillips?
Yeah, that would be easier.
Yeah.
I reckon we could make a website about Lauren rather than about fucking Kevin Bacon. Because she connects me to lots of people.
Yeah.
Like, I've got because of Lauren, I have 2 degrees of, like, Chris Hemsworth.
How do you feel about that?
I love it.
Yeah.
Makes me feel penetrated from here.
You really need to get laid.
Mum's gone. Yeah. Gone wild.
It's been a week.
But I thought you'd love to see that. I'll share the
thread. I do love to see that.
Because it was just like a nice little refresher.
Should we do a 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon post in the Facebook group?
And see if people can figure out if they've got one.
Yeah.
Especially Americans, I reckon, because everyone, I read one and it was like, I went to school with Anna Faris. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
That sounds crazy to me.
That is crazy.
Thinking about having been to school with Anna Faris.
I love Anna Faris. Scary. It was a scary movie.
Yes.
One of the, maybe the age I was when it came out, but I just thought that was the greatest.
Yeah. She's good. She's quirky. Oh, that's not a compliment.
That's not a compliment, is it?
The other day, oh my God, I was getting in the lift to come to work to meet you, and yeah. I had my scooter,
yeah.
and this chick looks at me and she's like, oh, you look really familiar. And I was like, oh, well, I live here.
I live in the same building as you, babe.
So maybe you've seen me before. She's like, nah, that's not it. And I was like, oh, I have a podcast. She's like, nah, that's not it. And I was like, okay. And then the lift light dings, and as the doors open, she goes, oh, adult on a scooter, quirky. And walks out.
What the, who the fuck is this bitch? What level did you come from?
Mine.
I'm going to knock on every door in your apartment. Like, who is judging my friend Tony Lodge? But she, I'll stick up for you.
I'm pretty sure that's what she said. Yeah, she like, I was like, hey, I'm not trying to be quirky. I'm fucking trying to get from A to B, mate.
Say quirky again in the way she said it.
Quirky.
Fuck that bitch.
With the head tilt as well.
Quirky. Yeah, no, nah, that's not for me.
Yeah, it wasn't for me either. I was rattled. And it was just after I'd fallen off my scooter. So, you know, I was feeling upset.
You've had a rough, you've had a...
It's been a big week. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. Tomorrow, we haven't written anything down yet.
I know what tomorrow is.
What is it?
The return of Audio Queen.
Return of the Queen. 1 second. Return of the Queen.
For those playing along at home, we rested it and anything to do with the word queen just for a few weeks.
Yes. Yeah.
But guess what?
She's back.
You go and do what you need to do.
Oh. But.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
What do I need to do? Oh. Yeah. Things you can say at the podcast.
See ya.
Love you.